It's Before Paul Early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. Now, boy, this is a hot subject these days. We know that Governor Whitmer made it a major focus of hers at the Mackinac Policy Conference that ended last week. And, you know, it's going to be a subject matter that continues. She formed a committee, so important that she formed a committee to address it. It's a huge issue. Michigan coming in near last in the nation, I believe 49th amongst the 50 states, in terms of population growth. And this is a big concern. Brain drain has always been a problem. But can we stem the tide? Can we turn this around? I was able to do an interview recently with Paula Gardner at Bridge, Michigan, and asked her, what's going on here, Paula? Can we turn this around? Tell us.
Yeah, there are a lot of groups in Michigan right now pinpointing that population is possibly the biggest problem that we face right now, now and into the future, and really pretty much begging the state to come behind this effort and actually come to a solution.
And do we know what's behind the decline? I think there's lots of assumptions, the young people leaving the state and other things, but are there specifics you can share with us driving this negative circumstance?
Yeah, there are a few things, a few factors in play here. One, we're just not having the children that we used to. We are aging out of the childbearing years and the parenting years. We are getting older. We are relocating. Some of it is retirees heading south, say to Florida. And we're dying faster, basically, than we replace ourselves through births. But the migration is interesting, too, because many of us leave the state and not as many people come in. And like I said, some of that is retirees. We might get some out-of-state students coming to Michigan colleges and choosing to stay. But on the net basis, we actually send more people out than we recruit in. And immigration has changed, too. We once brought foreign workers, people who became citizens, into this country, and we're just not doing that at the same pace that we used to. So that's another factor.
So all these factors together, is there anything that is or can or should be done to help stem the tide of population loss?
Oh, well, that's the magic question. And it seems like what I'm hearing some people say is, you know, that the first instinct from some people is to say, let's just recruit more. You know, let's just get people from Ohio to come here. Let's get people from Indiana. Let's get people from California who are tired of the prices and the risk of earthquake and whatever, you know, to move to Michigan and see what we have here. But really, it seems like one of the more realistic scenarios is that we just hold on to the people that we have, that our children, when they graduate college or even high school, that they don't have fantasies of living somewhere else where it's warmer or cooler, where you can go on mountain hikes all the time, that we really try to sell our state to the people who are here and have connections here and actually will choose to stay here.
Yeah, I think that's well said. Are there any benchmarks? You know, it's one thing to be losing people to the southern states. It's one thing to be losing people to the west and so on, all those wonderful places to live. But there are direct comparisons we can make to, say, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, et cetera. How are we faring in relative comparison to those states?
I think, like, when we think about all of these states, or we think about where people want to go and where they'll aspire to make their lives, a lot of times they're talking about places, you know, like just robust metro areas. Nashville has a vibe to it. Indianapolis, you know, it has a reputation. So somebody might not be sitting around saying, I want to go live in Indiana, but Indianapolis has a lure. And I think people are looking at Michigan and saying, well, what has a lure here? And Metro Detroit is not actually gaining population, yet it's our population center. Grand Rapids is gaining population, but it's smaller than many of the other metros in the region. So I just spent time in Columbus, which Ohio is growing. And the only reason it's growing is because the pace of the growth in Columbus. People are moving from within Ohio and they're moving from outside of Ohio. Ohio State University is doing a fantastic job of keeping its own graduates in that immediate area, not just in the state.
And that's a huge problem for us by comparison. For example, Ann Arbor not doing nearly as well at keeping people here.
It's not. And, you know, there are a lot of reasons for it. I live in Ann Arbor. I think it's a wonderful place to be.
It is.
The question of growth has stymied Ann Arbor for 15 years. There's a really strong anti-growth component there that's kind of curtailed some of the projects in the city to where most of the growth in the city has actually been student high rises, which is a different type of growth. It's not, you know, a longevity play. It's a temporary play.
Right. Those are transient. Right. Those are students coming in. Going, but yeah. You do want to keep some of those people. That's the whole point.
You do. Yeah. But I think Ann Arbor probably feels pretty small if you're thinking, you know, Nashville, Columbus, right. Maybe Chicago, you know, is Ann Arbor going to keep somebody? I think it has the potential to do so. But when you think about Michigan, you know, what's got the magnet factor, you know, for somebody who's younger, who's under 30, who's even under 25, we have some work to do here in Michigan. One thing I would suggest is kind of like what does it hurt that we don't have population or that population is declining? Because like our wages are lower than many places in the country. Our housing values are lower than many places in the country. We've got fewer people to support the systems that we set up for more people. You know, so things like road repair, the cost of that is spread among fewer people. Our infrastructure repair, the water lines, you know, all of that is spread among fewer people. And the end result, if the state keeps declining, is there are going to have to be some really hard questions about infrastructure, cost structure, things like that. You know, can we really support the number of school districts that we have if the number of students are declining? Same question for public universities and similar systems.
All right. Paula Gardner, business editor, Bridge, Michigan. Thank you very much for bringing us the story, Paula. Now to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.